This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
It's the day after Christmas, and that pretty much means two things. A promise to eat fewer cookies next year, as always, and retail returns. You know, the slow cooker that's just too big for your kitchen counter? The aspirational exercise gear that will, more than likely, remain aspirational? Or the green sweater that your aunt thought would be just perfect for you? After a record holiday shopping season, Marketplace's Mariel Segura takes a look at the economics of the holiday return.
This may come as a surprise. More than 40% of shoppers surveyed by the National Retail Federation said they're planning to keep their unwanted holiday gifts. But that still leaves plenty of people who are going to show up in stores and try to make a return. And for retailers, that can be a big hit, even if you return something for store credit, because just the act of processing your return costs them money. Let's say you're returning that itchy sweater you got from your aunt. Carol Speakerman is CEO at the advisory firm Speakerman Retail.
It can be expensive on a number of fronts, and some are just direct costs in terms of manpower, putting things back on the shelf, you know, repackaging items.
Or maybe the store doesn't carry those sweaters. Your aunt bought it for you in another state. The store has to spend money to send your return somewhere else. And that's just returns that happen in-store. Joel Bynes at Alex Partners says if you want to return something by mail, let's say your aunt bought that sweater online, it can cost the retailer twice as much.
Instead of having someone put the boxes in their car, drive to a store, return the product, now they are boxing them up, getting a return label, and they mail it back to the retailers.
And that gets expensive.
Now the retailer is paying for freight both directions, given free shipping both ways, which has become very common in the industry.
If you do return that sweater in store, you could find something else you like or end up spending more than the gift cost. So that's a plus for the retailer. Carol Speakerman again.
Once you get them in the store, you exponentially increase the chances that they will purchase another item.
She says retailers will get another chance to settle the score come January when people head to the stores to use the gift cards they got for Christmas. Research shows that's when people really tend to overspend. I'm Mariel Segura for Marketplace.